Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
26 to 11 and from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando joins us. Morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Sean Cosgrove. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. What have you got for us?
Look, I thought for this morning's On The Pace, we'll reflect on the weekend and what we've got coming up this week. We've got a huge week in harness racing. Sunday, we obviously have the Alabar Breeders' Challenge Finals, but we'll start looking at the results from over the weekend. And we had racing at two meetings on Friday. We had Wagga and Bankstown. And at Wagga, we had a couple of heats for the Club Menangle Country Series. And Bruce Harfley, he won one of them with Molly Kelly, who lived up to her favouritism there. She actually ran second in the semi-final of the Breeders' Challenge. So she was beaten the neck by Art Series on that occasion. And she'll now race in the Breeders' Challenge final for four-year-old mares this Sunday at Menangle. And the other country series winner at Wagga on Friday was a horse called Brexit, which was driven by Saren Adams. And she's had a handful of drives back now after having her son. And that was her third win on Brexit on Friday since her return. So she's having a lot of success with that horse. At Bankstown on Friday, driving honours went to Jason Grimson. He steered a treble. He won with Island Special Major, which is a new horse Jason has started training. He also won on a horse called Shadow Eclipse for Kevin Pizzuto and Zadaka for Tim Butt. And we also saw Will Rixon land a double at Bankstown on Friday. Caught up with Will Friday morning on the pace, and after he steered a treble at Penrith on the Thursday night, and he bounced back with winning form at Bankstown on Friday. He won with Stars in the Cross for Kevin Hayes, and also GG Bob, which is trained by his dad, Peter Rixon, and Will actually tipped that horse. She was the favourite, but he actually tipped that horse to win to the listeners on Friday. So hopefully someone heard that one. At Saturday racing, we had Newcastle, but the meeting at Newcastle was abandoned due to the weather. But we still went ahead with racing at Menangle on Saturday night. And I had a preview yesterday with Fred Hastings on Chasing and Pacing Rewind, where we looked at all the winners there. So we had the semi-finals for the three-year-olds as well as the four-year-old boys. So some great racing across the cards there. And then on Sunday at Cowra, it was the last Tab Carnival of Cups meeting for this financial year. And there were some great results there, Cozzy. There was no more deserving winner of the Cowra Cup than Ned Pepper. Now, this horse, Cozzy, he's raced in about 14 or 15 country cups this season alone. He won at Griffith, Leeton, Dubbo and Peak Hill. He's placed at Blaney Young, Albury, Bathurst, Coolamon, West Wyalong. He's had a really good stint at these cups meetings. So it was quite nice to see him win that race yesterday. So, he's done a fantastic job. He's driven by Angela Hedges. So, that was really great to see. The other feature at Cowra yesterday was the Sam Agostino Memorial, and John O'Shea trained and drove the winner there, Pure Charisma. So that was a special win as well. He got there narrowly by a short half head and paid $7. So, congratulations to John. So for the week ahead, Cozzy, we've got a big one. It all sort of kicks off for me today. We've got the Rising Star Series for 2019. I'm actually about to undergo some media training with them here out at Menangle this morning. And the Rising Stars, they'll compete in a series of heats. They've got a heat at Menangle tomorrow, Bathurst Wednesday. They head to Penrith on Thursday, Newcastle Friday. And then the last heat is at Menangle this Sunday on Breeders' Challenge Finals Day. So it's a big week for the young drivers. They do a lot of activities off the track as well, like they do a harbour bridge climb, a bit of go-karting and whatnot. So it's a huge week for them. And we've got, you know, a lot of top drivers from all their regional areas. So I'll have more news on that throughout the week. And I'll also have more news about this Sunday's huge Alabar Breeders' Challenge Finals Day at Menangle. We've got seven Group 1 races. including the Len Smith Mile. Fields for that meeting will be out this afternoon. So as I just said, I'll have updates for the listeners throughout the week on that, with markets and interviews with the key players as well. So really looking forward to that one, Cozzy. Like, after all the semi-finals and the heat, we're going to have some great racing action. So, yeah, really looking forward to that.
All right. Now, we'll let you have a little rest, then you can come back a bit later on and give us all the winners for Goulburn.
You're too kind to me. Thank you.
I look after you, don't I?
You do. You do.
Amanda Rando at Harness Racing New South Wales. 20 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.